Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
The U.S. imports half of the tea exported annually by Japan. 6 months ago, suppliers under the U.S.-Japan trade agreement paid duties of 3.2%. Now they will pay 15%. Japanese trade negotiators this week, facing a 25% tariff effective August 1st, said they were relieved that duties will increase only fivefold. China, Japan, Vietnam, Indonesia, India, Sri Lanka, and many other tea-producing nations are facing tariff escalations, discriminatory access, and tariff lock-in through bilateral and regional trade agreements, which have reshaped tea competitiveness by origin. As the August 1st enforcement deadline nears, tariffs now determine market access and pricing power rather than quality or efficiency. Gone are the most favored nation MFN tariff rates under the World Trade Organization standard. Japan is a case study in preferential access. A century ago, Japan supplied nearly all the green tea that many American tea drinkers had favored since the 1700s. China was a minor supplier. Tariffs favored China during the pre-World War II years when the country was allied with the United States. After the war, Japan tea regained popularity, and by 2021, the U.S. was once again Japan's most important export market. During this period, the MFN rate for green tea was cut from 6.4% to 3.2%. Japanese black tea entered the U.S. market duty-free. Likewise, Kenya benefited from the African Growth and Opportunity Act, a trade agreement enacted in 2000 that offers duty-free access to the U.S. market for designated sub-Saharan African communities. The aim is to replace aid with trade and promote investment between the U.S. and eligible African nations. AGOA expires in September. In April, U.S. President Trump announced a 10% baseline tariff along with higher reciprocal duties of 20 to 50% on dozens of tea-producing countries. Japan's valuable auto trade provided leverage, allowing the country to negotiate a reduction to 15%. In contrast, Sri Lanka, the world's second-largest tea exporter by value in 2024, a country that exported $1.4 billion worth of tea and enjoyed most favored nation status, now faces a 30% tariff. Sri Lanka has no bilateral trade deal with the U.S. and has no preferential access, making its tea less competitive in U.S. retail channels compared to duty-free or low-duty competitors, including Kenya, which is ranked number 3 for exports globally, and India, which is urgently negotiating a bilateral agreement to lower 27% tariffs that will take effect next week. Business Insight. Tariffs now determine market share. The myth of uniform free trade in tea is over. A tariff hierarchy has emerged, rewarding countries with access to free trade agreements and penalizing those in disfavor due to trade deficits with the U.S. or unfavorable geopolitical alignments. Without strategic intervention and a change in policy, tea from high tariff nations will continue to lose ground in major consumer markets. The National Retail Federation projects that U.S. holiday sales in November and December 2025 will be around $994 billion, a 3.9% increase from the 2024 holiday season. Total U.S. retail sales, excluding cars, gas stations, and food services, are expected to reach $5.42 trillion to $5.5 trillion in 2025, representing a 2.7 to 3.7% increase above the estimated $5.29 trillion reported in 2024. Consumer spending on prepared food and beverages is projected to reach $921 billion compared to $895 billion in 2024. Quick service restaurants are leading the growth and are expected to account for $324 billion of the total. Projections for U.S. food service sales overall are modest, but sales of drinking places rose by 6.6% through June, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, quote, suggesting a positive trend for the holiday season, end quote. Deloitte projects an overall growth rate of between 2% and 3% in the food service sector. Consumer sentiment is mixed. While 2024's holiday spending stayed solid, confidence remains subdued due to inflation and tariffs. Key indicators suggest that cautious consumers are focused on value, driven by strong digital and mobile channels. Retailers are advised to emphasize value positioning, as discount formats are overperforming with heavy investment in digital innovation and multi-channel. Premium and health-focused segments, including herbal, functional, and specialty teas, lead holiday demand. Retailers are advised to target gift packaging, subscriptions, and online exclusive promotions during Black Friday. U.S. retail sales of tea online continue to surge. E-commerce and non-store sales are estimated to be between $1.47 and $1.57 trillion, representing a 7 to 9% increase, according to the Retail Foundation. U.S. retail sales of tea online continue to surge. Allied Market Research estimates a market value of $5 billion in 2025 for tea, growing at a robust rate of 12%, through 2033 globally. The surge is fueled by convenience, demand for specialty teas, direct-to-consumer branding, tea gifting, and subscription boxes. Projections align with the National Retail Federation's forecast, which indicate that online and non-store sales will continue to outperform overall retail, accounting for approximately 30% of total retail spending in 2025. T-Journey editor Bobby Patel reports that small bakeries and local shops across the southern Indian state of Karnataka suspended sales of tea, coffee, and milk on July 23rd in protest against a goods and services tax notice from the Commercial Tax Department. Wearing black badges, traders participated in a one-day protest, switching to cash-only sales and posting no UPI signs, highlighting what they claim is the unfair targeting of small-scale vendors. India's Commercial Tax Department recently issued notices to small and micro businesses across the country, including many tea shops, triggered by high transaction volumes through the Unified Payments Interface, UPI, India's digital payment system. The GST registration threshold is 40 lakh per year for goods and 20 lakhs per year for services. Many shops received notices after digital payments exceeded these limits. Trader associations claim that UPI transactions are being misinterpreted, leading to excessive tax demands. They demanded the withdrawal of notices and a relaxation of enforcement for small businesses, warning of intensified protests if their concerns remain unaddressed. Business Insight. During the first quarter of 2025, South India's tea production was 24 million kilograms, a 14.4% decrease compared to the same period in 2024. Tea exports from South India declined by 5% in fiscal year 2024-25 to 97 million kilograms, down from 102 million kilos in the preceding fiscal year. However, the value of tea exports in terms of price per kilogram from across India has increased to 290 rupees, reflecting a 12.6% rise over the 258 rupees in the 2023-24 fiscal year.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.